When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, it's just some quick hits on a Sunday. We got a lot to talk about. Do y'all like our Patreon episode yesterday? There's this rumor going around that Teresa was offered a RHONJ spinoff. So we get to the bottom of that rumor. Of course, we talk New Jersey. And we have Rachel Yucatel on because she spoke to Mike Shued amongst all of these rumors and he has been sued by Paulina, his ex. This is what happens when I don't have my first cup of coffee. She spoke to Mike after he was sued by Paulina with, you've seen these videos. So he's sued for alleged assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress and domestic violence, I believe. So Rachel spoke to him. So we had Rachel on for that. And then she tells us she dated David Foster. The fuck is up with that? But of course, we talk about Teresa and her spinoff and this picture that Margaret is taking with Jackie, and everyone now thinks that they staged the whole thing. We get to the bottom of all that. That was on Patreon yesterday. We're just jumping on now for a very quick hit of some things. This is where I would like to start with our quick hits. This is just a check-in for a Sunday. I hate to sound like a broken record, but there's new information going around about Miss Richards, not Denise, not Kim. I wish it was about Kim Richards. I wish it was about Denise Richards. I know you see all those things surfacing about Denise is never say never. Well, guess what? Denise Richards, I love you, but you're not being asked to come back to the Beverly Hills Housewives. Nobody is coming back next season except for one person. Her name is Kathy. Her last name is Hilton. That's what the crystal ball says, and that's what my sources say. Put it in the diary. Put it in almost permanent ink. There you go. So it's great that Denise says never say never. I say never say never. I love my Denise. She's not coming back to Beverly Hills next season, and she's not being asked. No offense. Where are we? But there's some new stuff with Kyle here. So Kyle, it's funny how Miss Rippa, who I saw at the Madonna concert, Miss Rippa, she went up on that stage with Madonna, has had a podcast that I've never listened to an episode of. That's no shade to Miss Rippa because I don't listen to podcasts. But here she is, and she interviewed Miss Richards. Kyle, there's a lot that I have found interesting from this chat, mostly about her and Dorit. Now, if you haven't heard, we all know Kyle texted Dorit the night before the reunion. Don't bring up the issues that we have. I'm going through a very tough time. No one knows about, what's going on and blah, 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 blah. And then we have the reunion and Dorit goes right up to EJ and she says, I was threatened by Kyle to keep it quiet. She shares the text with producers. Producers show the text. Bethany weighs in. I know everyone's going to say, well, Bethany worked for the family. She used to babysit Paris and she's known the family forever. Yeah, but let's not give Bethany too much credit for having Kyle's back. I mean, she also unfollowed her and they had that thing on social media and, it's not like they're like best friends. Let's not get carried away. But Bethany spoke up and said, it's disgusting that they would show personal texts and they actually like Kyle. Imagine what they do to the ones that they don't like. All right, Bethany, we get it. But then it came up. It came up on Kelly Ripa. And, Kelly asked, did Dorit leak the text to save her job? So isn't that an interesting question? This Kelly Ripa, she's a real professional over there. She's got a lot to say. So she asked if Dorit leaked the text to save her job. And Kyle said, you know, and I have a lot to say about this, really. She said, you know, she never thought Dorit would do that, but none of her genuine friends would have leaked the texts. And so let's hold off on that statement for a minute. And she said that, you know, she didn't try to manipulate Dorit, that, you know, that was a genuine text she sent the night before the reunion. Well, okay, I mean, you can't take away from Dorit's feelings if she really felt like she was being manipulated, like, into silence. But, you know, she says that I never thought Dorit would do that, and none of my genuine friends would do that. And Kelly asked the question, do you think she did it to save her job? I mean, look, five things get to be true at once. I 100% agree with Kyle that none of her genuine friends would have leaked a text of hers. Correct. Her genuine real-life friends would never have done that. I do not think Faye Resnick would ever do that to her. I mean, Kris Kardashian would never do that to anyone because she doesn't need to because she's Kris Kardashian. I don't think Kathy would do that to her. I don't think Kim would do that to her. No, Lorraine would never have. Your real life friends never would have done that to you. Yeah, Dorit did it. She's not your real friend. Welcome to the party. I mean, Catherine Edwards, our friend, whose text I would never leak in real life, you know, has said a long time ago, none of these people are real friends. Teddy and Kyle are real friends. Teddy's off the show. She's not going to be back. Although, I still think she would be great on Orange County if we even have an Orange County after next season. I mean, are we going to have an Orange County? I mean, this whole thing with Alexis and Shannon, it's kind of interesting. I have to be honest with you. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to Orange County because of it. But I think Teddy would be good on Orange County. But they're real friends, Kyle and Teddy. But no, it's like Dorit is not your real friend. LVP was not your real friend. So you're not losing anything. So there is some good news here for Kyle that the friendship that you are suffering and the loss of the friendship, Dorit was never your real friend. Real friends would not have done that. Dorit did do that. Did Dorit do that to save her job? I mean, I think so. That's my opinion. Yeah, I think so. I think, and you know what? I'm on everyone's side this time because I don't blame Dorit. You know, if someone's not your real friend, save the damn job. It's like, you know, $800,000 a year. You have Jagger, you have Phoenix, you have PK. Again, I don't know how PK earns any money. I know he has real estate and blah, blah, blah overseas, but save the job. I mean, if someone's not your real friend, throw them to the wolves and take the $800,000 and fucking run. So I don't even fault Dorit for this. I think actually, welcome to Housewives, Dorit. Like, this is the job. I mean, that is where Bethany has said it. This is the job description. This is the job description. The job description is, oh my God, sorry. The job description is that nobody there is your real friend. You should not think anybody there is your real friend. You should not go down the road of wanting a real friend. It just isn't going to happen. So I think when you go into Housewives, you can go out to drinks with people and you can schmooze and you can go on vacation and you can text off season. But the bottom line is the actual job description, if you want to succeed on Housewives, is the people that you're on the show to, you cannot feel for. You cannot become friends with. I mean, Sarah and I joke all the time. Like, if we were on a reality show, buckle up. We would probably fall out. And we actually are friends. It just is the job description. I mean, we would probably talk before and say, you know, do what you got to do to get your bag and we'll come back together in 10 years after we've made a shitload of money. But that is the job description. So, you know, part of me feels for Kyle and part of me is like, look, first of all, you've done things to people. Second of all, we're 13 seasons in, you know, this is the job. And I think it is a power move for Dorit. I do think she did it to save her job, but Kyle is hurt. I agree that none of your real friends would have done this. She said that she went on to say that she then texted Dorit after this happened and watching the reunion to say that she's shocked. I'm shocked that you would do that.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bring for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Even in the worst of worst situations, I've never had someone do that to me. So Kyle is saying that through all the years that she said, through all the years I was on Housewives, I've never had someone do that to me. Leak a text. And she's shocked. Dorit did not respond. Dorit is playing the game. Dorit is like, I do believe Kyle is hurt. I mean, look, Kyle's emotional. Dorit didn't respond to her. Dorit is like a fucking silent assassin. And Kyle said she's in a worse place with Dorit after the reunion. And she went on. She kept talking. She had a lot to say. In all the years on the show, she says she never, never, never would repeat something that someone said to her off camera. If it's off camera, she would never put it on camera. She says she cried over, Dorit and the fallout. It was like a punch to the stomach. And she's really upset. So, yeah, I think all this saved Dorit's job. Yes, 100%. I'm not sure Dorit wasn't going to come back. Let me just be clear. I think she probably was going to come back. I think everyone is coming back except Anne-Marie, and I think they're adding Kathy. But this certainly helps lead us into a new season where Dorit and Kyle are not speaking. Dorit did not text her back. Dorit is like, no way. We're going to do this on camera. So Dorit ain't playing. She'll spend the whole season trying to kiss up to Kyle and make it up to her. But she also, this is where she lost me. She also, Kyle then said that she thinks her co-stars are inhumane for the way they came after her with what's going on in her marriage. And I disagree with that. Just like we all came after Erica Jane and we all wanted to know what was going on with Tom Girardi when he was sent away to the halfway house and he was sent away to the dementia center. And now we learn that he's faking it. All of that, we went after Erica with a vengeance. I mean, you're on a reality show, and yes, all of your castmates want to know, after working with you for 1 to 13 seasons, well, not 13 because you're the only OG, what is going on with you and Mauricio, who you put out a, vision that, you guys were so in love. So that's where she loses me. I do think it's everyone's business. And I do not think they came after you in such an inhumane way. They wanted to know what was going on, just like you like to know what's going on with everybody else. You know, everything going on with Erica and everyone else, you prod just as much as everyone prodded you. And by the way, that is the job. So if you don't want to be asked about Mauricio, you should have taken the fucking season off. And by the way, if you also still don't want to be prodded anymore about Morgan, don't come back next fucking season, because that's the job. Lala has bought a house for 3.1. She says she is not. Sheena bought the house in the valley for 2.1. Lala just bought a house. Lala says she's not giving up her Palm Springs house. That's her happy place. I mean, these people are making... Scandival has helped these people so much. They are making so much money. All on the back of Tom. I'm telling you, they all fucking use this. No one's outraged anymore about Tom Sandoval. Lala doesn't care. Sheena doesn't care. Nobody fucking cares. They're not even mad at the guy. Let me tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. You got to be mad. You got to make him the scapegoat because you got to keep earning the money. I don't blame anyone for that either. But stop. You have no problem with fucking Tom Sandoval, and he did nothing worse than anyone else. Get the fuck over it. Lala then starts to talk about she actually feels bad for Joe. This whole scene where Sheena has told Joe to take off the hat and she touched the hat and took off the hat. And Katie, I mean, these really are mean girls. And Katie called Joe a rat girl. Can you imagine being called a rat girl? And by the way, Katie called her a sociopath. I mean, yeah, I know, because she was with Tom Schwartz. By the way, really not a shameless plug. You guys have to go and listen to my chat with Charlie Burnett. Remember Charlie from Vanderpump Rules? I've told this story before. Listen to it. Charlie came on her first season, and I was not even excited to interview her because I'm like, she's barely on the show. She told a story about the mean girls that, like, in between takes, they would say cut, and she would just literally be sitting there next to Katie and Stassi, and I think she said Kristen, but definitely Katie was, like, the main one, and Stassi, and she said, I would just be like, hi, like, how are, they would not even speak to her in between takes. She told so many stories about Kate, she actually got in trouble. Here's a fun fact. I mean, not a fun fact, but just a fact. She got in trouble by Bravo for this interview because she went, broke the fourth wall, broke the fifth wall. And she was just like, I mean, the picture she painted about filming with Katie and Stassi was like mean girls on acid. So go and listen to that, because it's really, when I hear that Katie is calling Joe a sociopath and a rat girl, I don't know, rat girl. I mean, yeah, I call Tamara, and she is in the corner and she's scurrying, and I thought she loved Munster, but she loves Gouda. But Tamara also says a lot of shit about me. I'm not being a mean girl. I'm just fucking fighting back. But anyway, regardless of all of that, Joe was really upset, and Lala's like coming to Joe's defense. Listen, this is why Andy called her the voice of reason. And Lala said, you know, I love my Sheena, but if you remove my hat, I'd be punching you in your fucking face. So don't remove Lala's hats, because she said she'll be punching you in the fucking face. By the way, I don't want to take anything away from anybody, okay? But Bethany Frankel is now claiming, after the TikTok influencer went viral, that she was punched in the face, and this is a trend in New York City. I've only been in New York twice since the new year because my apartment is not ready. Building has not even approved the work, although we're about to have the work approved, and then we have to design. So eventually I will have an apartment in New York, but things take a long time. We're not even moving any kitchens or bathrooms. We're just doing pure design, but we have to add some J boxes, and like, I'm going to have these pendants. I'm going to have pendants hanging from the ceiling in my bedroom, darling. Anyway, I've only been in New York twice since January. I've been hiding out here in LA, but, Bethany now claims that she was punched in the face, and I don't want to diminish any victim out there, but I was even at dinner last night with friends, and this came up, and it's like, because I mean, people talk to me about, I was in Tiffany's yesterday buying something, shout out to my girl from Tiffany's, and she just wanted to talk Bravo with me. Everybody wants to talk Bravo. But here's my girl Danielle from Tiffany's. We love you. Thank you for hooking me up. But everybody wants to talk Bravo with me. But here's the thing. I don't want to take away any, you know, buddy's victim's rights. But I don't believe, how is Bethany, who just opens up all the time? I mean, you look at her wrong in Sephora and she opens up. You know what I mean? She doesn't like the taste of the Vegemite in Australia. She was just in Australia. And one of our listeners slipped into my DM. She went to see Bethany, said it was disappointing. She was only on stage for an hour and she was very upset. And she talks more business than housewives. Well, I mean, I get it. That's what Bethany wants to do these days. But I just don't, how did Bethany, with this platform of like 3 point something million on Instagram, not tell us that she was punched in the face months ago? And now I guess that it's a trend. She's talking about it. Now, even if it's not a trend, Bethany apparently starts the trends. You mean to tell me she's not going to tell us she was punched in the face? I just think it's weird that all of a sudden she says, yeah, that happened to me months ago. Okay, it's weird to me. Lisa Vanderpump, by the way, is a producer on The Valley. So when she does all these interviews at the beginning of the season, you know, and she says, yeah, we all knew about Jackson Brittany and they're having all these troubles. I mean, she has a vested interest. I mean, LVP, don't count her out. I mean, man, Vanderpump rules. Now The Valley, now she's going to spin off Vanderpump Villa. Lisa is doing well. I mean, do you know how great it is to have a show that's named after you and you show up on the camera for 3 minutes? Like, I got no ego here. If someone wants to have, if I want to be here, I'll be on camera for 30 seconds. It's like the less camera time, the better. Like, go on and live your life and get the same amount of money, more money. So, wow, Lisa's done well for herself. God, this is just a quick hit and we have to go. We're going to have to talk about Roni coming back and all of that another time. We don't have time. I have a lot to say about it. Jenna Lyons. Oh, don't even get me started. That's like a bomb to end with. So that's that. You know what I thought was interesting, though, is Anne, Tom's assistant, Justice for Anne. Anne has spoken out. I guess Tom has now come out and said that, you know, Anne is full of shit. That when she is like saying, you know, I want to work for Ariana and it's so bad. And, I, you know, apparently she was going to the Taylor Swift concert And Tom is like, I got you those tickets. They're fighting over Taylor Swift tickets. And Anne is like, you didn't get me the tickets. I told you not to bother me and leave me alone so I can be on Ticketmaster for 3 hours and get the tickets. So Tom and Anne are fighting. And Kyle also in this interview, by the way, said that basically Brandy's a desperate bitch who needs money. And I'm paraphrasing, but basically, like, how could we believe any of her claims against Andy Cohen? Because she even said herself, this is how I make my living, and how am I going to make my living after Girls Trip, which I agree, the reality TV thing is over for Brandy. It is. I mean, at least on Bravo and NBC. Brandy will never be back on Bravo or NBC or Peacock or any of its affiliates. NeNe will never be back on Bravo, NBC, or any of its affiliates. NeNe can go on anything else. She's in the Upshaws. NeNe is very employable as an actress. Brandy, I think she's probably employable, not like Dancing with the Stars, but she's employable on the mess shows, the shows that are a mess. And it's really a shame because she was on Traitor. She would have been on Villains probably. I do feel for Brandy. But Kyle has basically said, let's discredit all of her claims because she needs money and this is a money grab. And I don't know. I feel bad for Brandy. So there you go. It's going to be Kyle versus Dorit next season. Does everyone see this? Does everyone see this? And you know, Kathy will be back and she's not going to fight with Kyle. She's going to have Kyle's back. That's what we want. We have Melissa and Teresa not speaking. We're not going to go dark with family stuff anymore. We've never really had, you stole my goddamn house. That was season one between Kim and Kyle. It's time the Richard sisters are allies. That's what they're going to do. And Kathy is friends in real life with Sutton. So I think Kathy is going to be behind Kyle coming for Dorit. And I think actually Sutton is going to make up with Kyle. We love conflict resolution. That's what Housewives is. It's not conflict. And Sutton doesn't care either. I think Sutton is going to, I mean, they went to lunch, Kyle and Sutton, okay? And Dorit's not returning her call. So I think it's going to be Kyle versus Dorit. The epic smackdown that we never saw, LVP versus Dorit, because LVP left. It's going to be Kyle versus Dorit. Dorit saved her job. She's going to be front and center. It's going to be that more than Mo and Morgan will be sprinkled in. Kathy's going to have Kyle's back. And I think Sutton's going to have Kyle's back. And I have to go because this is not an episode. It's a quick hit. Love you all. It's Sunday. Go listen to the Charlie Burnett, really. And listen to the stuff on Patreon with Mike Shued, what Rachel revealed. I love you all. A whole new episode tomorrow with an icon. Love you all. Bye.